מם זין עמוד א',
ten lines before the end of the page, it's written מעשר ראשון שנטלה תרומתו. If a person ate מעשר ראשון שנטלה תרומתו, that they gave תרומה from that מעשר. So the Mishnah is saying that we allow to join him into our zimun. And we said that מעשר ראשון שנטלה תרומתו, this is the Levi. The Levi, he is receiving the מעשר ראשון from the Israeli, and he should give the Truma to the Kohen. So if it's Me'aser Rishon Shenitla Trumato, we allow to join him. So the Gemara is asking the question of Rav, what do you don't understand? Exactly, this is the question, first question of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, Shita, it's obvious. Why should you say that at all? It's obvious that if he, the Levi, gave the Me'aser to the Truma, to the Kohen, that it's allowed for him to eat. So if it's allowed for him to eat, for sure it's going to be allowed for us to join him to Azimun. And the Gemara is answering, Lo, Tzericha, we need it. It's obvious, but there is a side to say that it's not so obvious. There is a side to say that we will not going to join him. So why we should say that we're going to join him? Ela shehekdimo ba shibolim. If the Levi hekdimo went before of the Kohen ba shibolim in the stalks, when the wheat was still in her stalks. So if over there kanim stalks, it's an accent.
Stalks is something else.
Shibolim. Shibolim is when they're individuals, when they're just growing. This is the Brooklyn accent. The Brooklyn's accent is always difficult. So, Rabbi Isai, in that situation, if the wheat are still in stalks, so, and the Levi went to take his me'aser from it and not from the grains, he just took it when it was still stalks. If he took it before that the Kohen took his Truma, first of all, how we're saying? Trumot u'me'asrot. So first of all, it's Trumot. First of all, the Kohen is more important than the Levi. He needs to take first. So if the Levi came to take those stocks before that the Kohen came to take his Trumot, so from that amount of stocks of wheat that the Levi took, they're trying to say maybe the Levi is exempt from his Truma Gdola to the Kohen. Usually the way of things is that the Israeli person harvests all of his field, took it into his machzan, barn. Over there, he is memareach bakeri. Memareach bakeri, it means that he is making all of the grinds flat. He's making it equal in one height. And then you can measure, then when it's in one level, you can take your part. The Kohen is coming first and taking his Truma. And then the Levi ba and takes the Me'aser. Now, from that Me'aser that went by the right order, the Levi should give Truma Gdola to the Kohen also. A different Kohen, whatever, which Kohen that he's choosing. He can take from his, he should take Truma Gdola from his Me'aser. Okay? Now, they are saying now that if the Levi came to that barn and took his Me'aser before of the Kohen, they're trying to say maybe he is exempt from giving Truma Gdola. He is not obligated to give to the Kohen. In the future, a few lines down, we're going to see that they're explaining from the verses exactly in the next page, actually, first line. It's written over there, Mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. So you should give it only from the Me'aser. What it means from the Me'aser? After that it was in the Kari, after that we flatted it in the barn. But if before, so let's say that he's not obligated. The obligation to give Me'asrot and Trumot, it's after that it's in the barn and we flatted it all and we...
He took it from the field,
as Shibolim. Hekdimo ba Shibolim. He was earlier when it was all stocks. And then he took. So from there, there is no obligation to Me'aser and Truma at all. The Me'aser is only after the barn. Okay? So, again.
But how could he go to the field and just take it?
They were wrong. Oh, that the Kohen was in Brooklyn in those days. There was a chatuna. What?
The Levi was very hungry. Man.
Oh, the Levi was very hungry, or that they had.
Who's the person who had it tonight? Do you know him?
Yes.
Is it important for us to come?
Do you feel that you can ask a question?
I come.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Me'aser rishon shenitla trumato. So the Gemara is saying, Pshita, it's obvious. If from the Me'aser rishon, the Kohen gave the truma, the Levi gave the truma to the Kohen, so it's obvious that we allow to join the Levi to the Zimun. The Gemara is saying, Lo tzericha, Ela sheikdimo bashibolim veifrish mimeno trumat Me'aser velo ifrish mimeno truma gdola. He gave Me'aser, and he didn't give the Truma Gdola. So maybe now you're going to say that he's eating something wrong. He's exempt or he's not exempt, that Levi? We have a doubt. So maybe because we have the doubt, we would forbidden that Levi to join us to that Seuda. From wheat, from bread that been made out of wheat, that he haven't separated Truma Gdola from it because he took it from the stocks and not from the barn. You
now
have a doubt. How what?
Are we supposed to doubt the Kohen or doubt the Levi?
No, we're talking if you know. We're talking about what's allowed and what's not allowed. It's written that it's not allowed to join a certain person to a minyan. It's not now that you're going to stand in the entrance to the Beit Knesset and ask everyone. We're counting on the fact that all Israel are Ksherim. But if you know that there is someone for sure that is not kosher and he is coming to pray with you and he's the 10th one and it's a minyan, you don't have a minyan. You have to deal with it. You know for sure. That person is a moser, I don't know what. That person...
Moiser. Which is?
How you say moiser? I say moser.
You have to, in our situation, in our scenario, it came a guy who was drunk.
Well, a person that was drunk, totally drunk. A moser is a person that gives people, like someone that works in the IRS, is a moser.
That's fine.
A
snitch. A snitch.
And the recording me and putting me on YouTube, it's much dangerous, you should know, it's very dangerous. My wife, there was a time that she stopped, once we had the internet in our house, and my wife, she was watching those shiurim. After one of the shiurim that I was talking about Ishmaelim and this and that, she told me, listen, I'm not listening to your shiurim anymore, you make me scared. In English, yes, my wife, she understands English. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira said that there is one thing that he's going to be sorry on it all of his life, that he learned English. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. I cannot say that.
Well, I definitely worry about it because they've already destroyed my computer.
So Lemaise, if there is a food that haven't been given from it Trumot, to Me'asrot, so you're not allowed to eat it. If the person is eating something that is not allowed to eat, like we learned yesterday, it's like that he's stealing. And the person that is stealing, when he's blessing, he's not blessing, he's cursing Hashem. So it's not allowed to join him to our blessings, to our Zimun, because he's going to just curse Hashem. We're going to curse Chas Shalom. We don't want it at all. Amen. So actually, Lemaise, now we have that doubt on that Levi, that a Levi that took the stocks before of his Maaser, before the Kohen came and took his Truma, there is a doubt if he's obligated to give Truma Gdola or not, but he didn't give Truma Gdola. So there is a side to say that he's sinning now while eating. So there is a side to say that he's cursing. So maybe we're not going to join him if he no, you know what, it's all wrong, because we're saying actually Lemaise, what we're saying here, that if the person gave Truma Gdola, we're gonna join him. Why you need to say that? They're saying why you need to say that if he gave, because maybe he took in the curry. Means that if he took in the kari, oh, now, and he gave, and the Baal HaBayit gave his Maaser, and we're afraid, so it's a little bit complex. Again, the issue here is about the Levi, and the Mishnah itself is not talking about the Levi at all. The Mishnah here is talking about if the Levi received or haven't, if the Kohen received from the Israeli or he haven't. But the Gemara is explaining to us that we are talking about if the Levi gave his Truma to the Kohen or if he haven't. So on that actually we're talking about. So again, the Gemara is saying Pshita. And then she's saying Lo Tzericha, we need it. Why we need it? Ela she'ekdimo bashibolim, if he, means the Levi, took his Maaser from the stocks before that it brought into the barn, ve'ifrish mimeno trumat Maaser, and the Israeli, ve'ifrish mimeno trumat Maaser, this is the Levi. The Levi gave. There is a shiur of Rav Shalom. Veifrish mimeno, so the Levi gave from the Maaser Trumat Maaser, the donation. Ve'lo efrish mimeno Truma Gdola, but he didn't give Truma Gdola. So on that we're talking. That person that we have a doubt, maybe over there, he sinned, he didn't give. On that we're saying that we allow to join him to the Zimun. So, and our Mishnah is by the Shita Uch de Rabbi Abau, like the Shita of Rabbi Abau, that Rabbi Abau said, Amar Rish Lakish, that he heard from Rish Lakish, Me'aser Rishon she'ekdimo b'shibolim, Me'aser Rishon that Levi took before of the Kohen from the stocks, Patur mitruma gdola, is exempt from Truma Gdola. So by that Shita, we're allowing that Levi to join us to the Zimun. שנאמר, because it says, והרמותם ממנו, you should bring up, mean to take from it, תרומת השם, the תרומה for השם, מעשר מן המעשר. And you should take also מעשר from the מעשר. What it means? מעשר מן המעשר אמרתי לך, מעשר מן המעשר I told you, this is the תרומה, this is מעשר, תרומת מעשר, this is the תרומת מעשר, he gave תרומת מעשר, ולא תרומה גדולה, הוא תרומת מעשר מן המעשר. So no, so only the first one, only the מעשר, you have an obligation only for the מעשר, but not to the תרומה, and not to the תרומה גדולה. So the Levi that took the stocks before of the Kohen, by the cheetah, that limud of Rabbi Abahu, he is exempt from the two trumot, from the truma t'measer and from the truma gdola. Amar le Rav Papa, Rav Papa had a difficulty with that cheetah of Rabbi Abahu, and he said that to Abaye, le Abaye, ihachi, if so, that you want to say that measer ishon, that they took, that the Levi took it before that they gave the Truma to the Kohen. Afilu igdimo bakari. Nami. Nami amarle. So also, so Nami, Mechila, Nami. Afilu igdimo bakari. Nami. So let's say that even if he was earlier in the barn, not only in the stocks, let's say that in every place from that verse varemote mimenu trumat hashem ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, if the person took, if the Levi took it before of the Kohen, let's say that also in the barn, why you have to say in the stocks? Let's say if he's earlier, so he's exempt. Amar le, so Abaye answer to Rav Papa, Alecha, on you, means the people will not going to listen to you on that, the people will not going to follow your shita. Amar Kra, the verse said, Mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. You should bring it up from your ma'asrot. Means that after the kari, only after that it was in the barn, chayavim lafrish, we have to give the donation. So the only way of exempting the Levi by the Shita of Rabbi Abahu is when he's earlier in the stocks. But if he's earlier in the barn, after the kari, after that they flattened all of the grinds, so over there he is still obligated in giving the Trumat Me'aser and Trumat Gdola.
He cannot be included in the Zuma.
What?
He cannot be included in the Zuma.
And he is doing something wrong and probably will not be able to. Umara ita, so the Gemara is asking, and what did you saw? What in that verse? What's your proof? How you found it? What did Abaye said? Mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. So where you learned it from that the verse is talking about Ma'aser Rishon in Truma Gdola only after that it been flattened in the barn. And the verse is exempting the person that was earlier, the Levi that was earlier in the stocks. Maybe it's opposite. Maybe where you found those stocks or barn. There is one way to exempt and there is one way to obligate it. But how you know which is which? The verse is, where you found it? Umaraita, what have you saw? Vehai idgan, vehai lo idgan. So Abaye is answering, or the Gemara is answering for Abaye, that going to be called dagan, and that will not going to be called dagan. The verse that is obligating the person to give ma'asrot, it's from daganecha, from the dagan. And the stocks are not being called dagan yet.
What's dagan?
Dagan, it's
grains.
Yes, but it's a name for grains. It's not. It means that it's already your tefuah, perhaps. What?
Processed.
It's.
Well,
it's
I mean, it's
I understand. I understand, but then it's. You can call grinds also to the stocks. Mm-hmm. It's grinds in the stocks, but here it's not prepared yet. It's not ready. It's not your. Your crop, your tefuah. It's not. It's in the process, but now after it, this is your dagan. This is your tefuah. This is what that you can that you should give master for. It's ready.
Yeah.
So the word dagan, it means grinds, grains.
So it means the grain is separated from the stalk and the chaff has been separated from the grain.
Exactly. So then this is the time, this is the time that you can measure it and you can deal with it. You can divide it and to separate the parts that you should donate. So that one, called dagan, the one that's in the barn already, and the other one that's still in the stocks, it's not dagan.
Yeah, the stocks.
We're talking about
stocks.
Socks, no, this
stocks in Tet.
Rashi Be'ezrat Hashem. שהקדימו בשיבולים, that he was, the Levi was earlier than the Kohen in the stocks. ככה זה טוב?
Stocks.
Oh,
כמו מידה.
I was not
sure that the bear. Stock. Amen.
I think now we all know what Shibolim, just say Shibolim.
Everyone knows what Shibolim are. It's okay. Hanan Menashe, you know what Shibolim?
No.
No. Stocks.
You don't know?
Stalks of wheat.
You really don't know?
Stalks of wheat. Oh.
It's a little weed that goes up in the land near the water and it's moving around. That's shibolim, you know?
Okay. Shekdimo b'shibolim. Levi, the Levi, kadam et ha-kohen, came earlier than the Kohen. Venatal me'aser b'shibolim. And he took his me'aser from the shibolim. Stalks of wheat. קודם שנטל כהן תרומה גדולה. Before that the Kohen took the תרומה גדולה. והכהן, but the Kohen, היה לו ליטול תרומה גדולה תחילה. He was supposed to take the תרומה גדולה before of the Levi. אחת מגימל. אחת מנון. One out of 50. דרחמנה קראיה ראשית means 20%. One of 50 is 20%. One of 50, 2%. The Rachmana Kiraye Reshit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Tevoah Reshit, Uchtiv Melatcha Vedimacha Lo Teacher, Nimtze Teruma Gdola Shel Kohen, Melatcha Vedimacha, this is all of the donations that a person should give, לא תאחר, you're not gonna be late. נמצא תרומה גדולה של כהן. So what it means not gonna be late? It means that there is a way that it will gonna be late. So someone is have to be before. So who gonna be before? The כהן. נמצא תרומה גדולה של כהן. So from that verse we learn that the כהן is first. בתוך מעשר הזה, אחד מחמישים, inside that מעשר, one of 50, שבו לבד מתרומת מעשר, except of the תרומה of מעשר, שעל הלוי להפריש תרומה ממעשרו, except of the donation that the Levi is supposed to separate, to give from his מעשר. The Rabbi Abau, and it's like, and the Mishnah is going by the Shita of Rabbi Abau, Ashmoinan, Matnitin, the Mishnah is telling us, the Hachi who, that Shita is going by, כדי רבי אבאו, the Patarle ללוי מתרומה גדולה שבו. Then he exempt the Levi from the תרומה גדולה שבו, from the big תרומה that he was supposed to give. מכל מעשרותיכם, the verse that in that verse we try to learn that only after bringing the grains into the barn and flattening them, only after that the Levi going to be obligated in his truma. Mikol ma'asrotechem, Rashi is saying, בפרשת לוויים כתיב, it's written in the parasha of the לוויים, on the הלכות of the לוויים, ואל הלוויים תדבר, and to the לוויים you're going to say, וכתיב בעיקרא, and it's written in that verse, את כל תרומת השם, you should give the donation of Hashem, כל צד תרומה שבו, every side of תרומה that's in it, חייבים להפריש ממנו, you're obligated to give. So you see that that verse is obligated the Levi to donate to the Kohen from every side. So one time we saw that there is a side to say that he's exempt, and one time we saw that there is a side to say that he's obligated. So one is before the Kari and one is after the Kari. So this is it. So the Gemara asked, so, and how you learn that this one is talking in the stalks of wheat and this one is talking in the grinds, the grains that after the barn, flattened in the barn. So they answered, hi idgan, ve hi lo idgan. To that you can call grinds, and to that one you cannot call grinds, grains. Mishah shenitmareach bakari, when they flattened it in the barn, נעשה דגן, it becomes to be דגן, grains. וכיוון דאיקרא דגן, וכיוון דאיקרא דגן, and from that moment that we're calling those grains דגן, חלה עליו רשות כהן תחילה. So the permission of the כהן to come and to take it, it's first. דכתיב, because it's written, רשית דגניך תיתן לו. The beginning of your grains of the dagan you should give to him, aval bashibolim, but in the stalks of wheat, lo idgan, you cannot call it grains, velo chala alav reshut kohen, and there is no permission to the kohen to come and to take it. This is it.
There is a shiur today by Rabbi Ovi?
Yeah, well, 12:00.